No, mai hoki mai e te iwi o Irirangi Wātea. Myself and Moiawa are here with what I've heard as the...
Slick Rick.
The Māori Elvis himself, Marlon Williams. Kia ora, bro.
Kia ora.
Are you excited about tonight's awards?
I am excited about... I'm getting more and more excited as bait with every passing minute.
How was it... So I've heard a lot in regards to the song that you've been nominated for and the album itself. Yeah, I heard a few whispers for one of my friends from my BFM days.
Oh yeah,
she was like, go interview Marlon. He's been really incorporating like a lot of real Māori into the new album. So could you please tell us more about that journey?
Yeah, well, it's I grew up as a Māori boy down in Christchurch, and got into choir music and country music and bluegrass, but I would always go down to the Huiatau every year with the Kaitahu Huiatau, and me and Mum would like cram learn the songs, and so there was that element, it was always there. But as I became a career musician leaving high school, I just sort of started writing country songs, but that's always been sitting there in the background. I've just been slowly sort of drip-feeding more and more reo and whakaaro Māori into the music, I guess. And it's been a really playful time for me.
You can hear the joy come through, the playfulness come through the music from a listener's perspective. Mm. And it's really fun. We've got a lot of other reo Māori producers in the room tonight. Right. Could we get an exclusive link that in the distant future, not the immediate future, but hear a reo Māori Marlon Williams?
Real soon. Yeah, that's I'm going to get in the studio in the next month, and I've got a whole bunch of waiata ready to put down, so aye.
Tēnā koe. Hey, so we're here tonight. There's a big night ahead of us, but what are you excited about seeing tonight?
Well, I always love, the best part about this awards is seeing what crazy versions of songs people come up with, like it's always fun not knowing going into it, sometimes you accidentally hear something, but I've always been pretty good at keeping it out of my own ears, I just want to see what the ways in which all these songs can mutate and change, because that's the hallmark of a good song, is its sort of robustness when thrown against into a different world.
Just on big nights, this is a big night for you. You're in the biggest category of the night, and of course we're biased, because as you said, you're in there, Māori koe, so of course we're biased and we're proud that you're in this category, of course just representing your waiata in general. But what's it cool to see that people are acknowledging your music in general?
Yeah, this is the peer nominated award, so as a songwriter, the respect you want most is from other songwriters, because that's your mahi, so that's where you want to get your cred. So obviously this is like the best award for me as a musician, and it's sort of one of the only ones I can really handle, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, on that note, I'd like to say thank you very much for this pakuyan, we like to call on Manatawa, pakuyan. Just a pakuyan, just a small yarn. And hope you enjoy the night. We might catch up with you afterwards, after the awards get handed out. I can't wait if you get that. If you get the silver scroll tonight,
I'll see you afterwards then.
We're going to listen to you either way, yeah, so it doesn't really matter. Nah, but tēnā koe, thank you so much for having our kōrero with us.
Tēnā kōrero, cheers.